The brilliant Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby on BBC Radio Nottingham. So thank you ever so much for your calls and texts so far for the Nottinghamshire-themed television shows. Hello, Janice. Lady Baywatch. Oh, yes. Imagine David Hasselhoff swimming through the lake at Colwick Park and dragging something to the shore. Probably his career. Whereby James, who's having a barbecue this afternoon, has a veritable shopping list. Ready, steady, Gotham. What's that you say? Another Splendor artist on BBC Radio Nottingham? Oh yes, it's only Blondie.
Police in Nottingham say they're pleased with the behaviour of football fans in the city centre last night. BBC Radio Nottingham's Kevin Stanley reports.
They thought it was all over, and then it was. Despite England's defeat, people came out onto the streets of Nottingham largely to celebrate and to reflect on their team's performance.
Proud to be English. We are so proud to be England fans. And I'll tell you what, those boys have done us proud.
So proud to be English tonight, and so proud of our boys out there. They've done us proud.
In contrast to Saturday afternoon, there was a very large police presence here in front of me, in fact a line of officers just monitoring the situation. In the market square, trams were stopped, around the surrounding roads, buses were also halted for a time. And despite the excess of England tonight, Nottingham is in a celebratory and reflective mood.
Kevin Stanley,
BBC Radio Nottingham.
Returning to the big story of the day now, and when is it never the big story, really? Brexit, of course. Interestingly today, though, a Nottinghamshire firm has decided to donate £10,000 to the People's Vote campaign. I've been speaking to the managing director of Miracle Emblems based in Blidderth. It's John Dool. He's been telling me exactly why he wants to put his hands in his pocket.
It makes it incredibly difficult to make investment decisions. We have committed in any event to building a new 400 square metre extension on our site in Blidworth.
Neither the government nor the Labour Party are supporting a people's vote, a second referendum, call it what you will. You don't really seem to have, there isn't a great deal of political will from the people that really matter here, is there?
To be honest, until recently, I didn't support a second referendum or a people's vote. One day we're careering towards a no-deal Brexit, the next day we're trying to do some sort of deal.
As we walk round, just give us a quick, if you like. Oh, there's a rabbit that's escaped. Hang on a minute. Come here, buddy. We'll go after him in a minute. This is fantastic radio. What do you do in this situation?
She's actually from the large group, so I'll let her calm down and I'll put her back in a few minutes. She's fine now.
Kevin Stanley,
BBC Radio Nottingham.